Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Kind of learning how to process these sort of things now. Monday wasn't too bad, obviously you're with your teammates and stuff, and then Tuesday kind of hits you.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
What about Nudie Hughes? Is he on yours as well, Grainne?
Yeah, like Shane, I had a huge toss between Conor McManus and Nudie. I mean, Conor McManus is a phenomenal player, and Nudie Hughes, I think when I was doing my criteria, I was looking at nostalgia then again. And I think for Nudie, he's just been a phenomenal player. Shane has outlined everything that he's achieved, but he has a huge love for his club with Castellani. But actually, maybe not many people know, but he actually won 4 hurling medals with Castellani Hurling Club as well. So he's played hurling and football for his club, Castellani Fogs. But I mean, I think for him, like Conor McManus, he's a big day game player. So when you need someone to perform on your biggest day, he performs. As Shane mentioned there, in that Ulster final against Tyrone, he performed. He got 1-3 on that day and Man of the Match award. He's performed for his club. He's won Ulster club titles. And I think what really strikes Nudie out as well, he's a really positive, really energetic person. When you meet him, he's just really, he'll just, like Brendan, just lives and breathes Monaghan football. And a lot of players sometimes when they finish playing, that's it. They don't get back involved, or they kind of remove themselves from it. Like, he's just so passionate about Monaghan football. You speak to anyone about him and he's a character. Like, people love characters in the games. He's plenty to say. He's full of confidence in his own ability and passes on his knowledge as well. So I personally love, and the personal level, love meeting him at all the matches, because he always has words of wisdom, words of advice, but you can just see what playing for Monaghan means to him. So for me, definitely he will be in Mount Rushmore, because he won 3 All-Stars as well in 3 different positions. Shane has mentioned all this. So I think in 2 different positions. But I think he definitely deserves a place on Mount Rushmore for what he has achieved. And again, is still bringing very much back into the game of Monaghan too.
Yeah, okay, so
I think we're approaching a Matt Connor situation here, folks. I really do. I think, like, Matt Connor being left out as Offaly's most talented ever footballer was a big deal. Conor McManus is Monaghan's most talented ever footballer, and he's been left off here. I think there's going to be a bit of blowback. I think the 3 All-Stars, obviously, it's tight. Nudie Hughes is an absolute icon. It's tight. They both are 3 All-Stars, and in fairness, Hughes does edge him with an extra Ulster title. But Conor McManus has 2 Ulster titles in an era when Tyrone have won an All-Ireland, when Donegal have won an All-Ireland. This is an extremely competitive. There was not a single Ulster All-Ireland winner during Eugene Hughes' career, except, of course, until Down in 91, which was his last year. So I think McManus' achievements have to be put into that context, and also existing while the Dubs are going on their 5 in a row, and when he gets to the All-Ireland Championship, probably knowing that there's probably going to be defeat inside, because Dublin are so far ahead of everybody else. So for us to be holding up a Monaghan footballer during this era as one of the best footballers in the country, I think speaks to the outrageous talent that he has. And I really think we're approaching a Matt Connor sort of level of controversy here today by not including McManus.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, look, I expected a bit of blowback on this one, but I actually expected more blowback on a couple of the others. We have other people from many years ago. The first Liverpool manager was from Monaghan, Honest John McKenna from Glasslough. There's loads of other characters as well, Olympians and that sort of thing. But McManus, look, he's well deserving of it. You're in the danger then of putting too many Gaelic footballers on the team. You can't really leave out either one of Jenny Greening or Brendan McInnesby. You have to have someone from that All-Ireland winning, double-winning ladies team. Look, McManus is fantastic. He's a Clontibert legend as well, and he's done so much for football in this county. And he's still doing it to this day as well. But it's hard to argue against Nudie Hughes if you watch some old videos of him. I mean, McManus is an extraordinary talent and someone who will continue to do great things for Monaghan for the next couple of years, hopefully. But I don't know.
I'm trying to build up some fake controversy, like with his contention that Kerry were the team of the decade that's coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Cronje, that's great. You were the voice of reason in all of this, and certainly Shane has accepted who should be on it. So our final four: Tommy Bow, Brian, Tommy Bow, not Brian McGuigan, Tommy.
Not the throne.
Brendan McInnesby, Nudie Hughes, and Barry McGuigan, and Tommy Bow. So it's our own Tommy Rooney, who is obsessed with Brian McGuigan. He's his favourite footballer, and he's been thinking about him non-stop for about a week here, and he's accidentally put him on Monaghan's Mount Rushmore. So thanks to everybody for giving us the true Mount Rushmore from Monaghan this morning. Shane and Gráinne, thanks a million for joining us, and congratulations on, you know, selecting a very good and non-controversial final four: Tommy Bow, Barry McGuigan, Brendan McInnesby, and Nudie Hughes. Thanks, folks. With per capita engraved in stone underneath it as well. What about the McKenna brothers and McManus to change it down the line? That's all a possibility. We'll come back to that at some point, but.